This is the Peregrination Podcast. My name is Jason.
And I'm Raj, and you guys are listening to episode number 8.
Happy New Year!
That's right, Happy New Year, you guys. This is our very first podcast of 2016.
Yeehaw.
That's right. So, Jason, how was New Year's here in Chiang Mai?
New Year's was nice. It was fun. There were some fireworks, a whole lot of sky lanterns, like on Loy Krathong.
Yeah, I was really surprised that they lit up those lanterns again. I thought it was only, you know, for Loy Krathong, but right. It seems to be a thing here in Chiang Mai.
Yeah, it seems to happen pretty often, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and this time we got the perspective from the rooftop at the Maya Center, which is like a mall here in Chiang Mai.
Right on. And they have a bunch of bars on the rooftop.
That's right, and they were having a big celebration there, and we were fortunate enough to see the lanterns from far away. And how did you feel about that, as opposed to looking at them close up like the way we did last time?
It looked pretty cool to kind of see them from far away. Like, you get to see them across the whole sky. It was neat. Yeah, I liked it, actually.
Yeah, it was a very nice perspective. And like you mentioned, the fireworks were really great.
Yeah, the fireworks were really cool because they were basically everywhere you looked. Everybody was setting off fireworks at midnight. So, like, all across the whole horizon, like 360 degrees from the rooftop.
Yeah.
You couldn't go, like, 10 feet without seeing fireworks going off. Yeah, so.
Beautiful. A really nice way to start the year.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. So what do you think about having New Year resolutions?
I don't do resolutions.
Why is that?
I don't think you need to do them for the New Year. If you resolve to do something, just resolve to do it.
Okay, so were there any new thoughts that you had at all about resolving anything around this time, even though if it wasn't for the new year?
No. Already have my resolution set.
Okay.
Yes, so, I want to finish my degree. I want to, you know, get started on our travel stuff, website and everything, like we're doing. Work on that stuff and, you know, travel and have fun. Mm. So I've already decided on those things.
Why do you think people like to have New Year resolutions?
It's just, you know, a year is a significant mark, I guess. But really, I mean, what if the New Year started next week or a week earlier? Mm-hmm. Does it really make a difference? But, like, people, you know, like to mark something special, the beginning or end of something. So mm-hmm. it makes it easier to do, start something new with the new year, mm-hmm. right?
Well, I'm of the opinion that, you know, it is a good time for some people, even sometimes for myself, you know, a good time to have resolutions because it's a new year. So you have this new hope that you have new ideas and challenges that you want to overcome. And why not start with the first, since the year starts there?
Right. But it's just an arbitrary mark.
This is true. But
so
I think for some people, like, it's a good thing. Like, they want to start with the beginning of the year.
Yeah, you know, but it's all—it's just psychological, right?
This is true. It is psychological. But it can be very motivating for some people.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't have any New Year's resolutions.
No.
Okay.
How about you? Do you? Since you like to do it?
Surprisingly, I don't really have them. Not this year. It's like you said, for some reason this year, I've just had this ongoing thing, which has continued from 2012 and 2015, not 2012. I have to get my year straight here. And going into 2016, just continue to pursue the goals that I've set for myself in terms of my career and traveling.
There you go. So you already have your resolutions too.
Okay, let's move on to another topic. What about the experience we just had this week?
We had our first adventure of the new year.
That's right. We've had several. Actually, this week was crazy with so many adventures, right? Let's start off with the national park that we went to.
Yeah, so you did a 3-day, 2-night trek into Mae Wong National Park. It was good.
And where is that located?
Southwest of Chiang Mai, I think. Yes. Yeah, southwest. It's just like a, I don't know if there's anything special about the park, but it's, you know, an area to go in. And a bunch of hill tribes, I guess, live there. The mm-hmm. White Karen.
That's right.
They're called. So, I mean, they're not like spear hunting jungle tribes or something. But they, you know, they live in little villages and have their little huts and that kind of stuff. So, yeah. And they still wear traditional dress in some places. And even though they're still Western clothing. But yeah, it was cool to see.
Did you enjoy the trip?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. We started out with a bike trek. The bikes are really awesome, actually. That was like an hour or so of biking, right? So, you know, we went through some fields, along some back roads, saw a temple or two. It was nice. It was pleasant. Perfect weather.
How about that doll museum?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That was creepy.
That was really creepy. There
Really?
were like so many dolls there. I
Yeah.
forget how many, but a
The
lot.
proprietor was very nice, though.
He was super nice. Yeah,
Yeah.
so he had like this museum of dolls from all over the world.
Yep, like every country.
And the cool thing was he creates dolls, and it's something
Yeah,
that
he's
has
a doll
been,
maker.
yeah, he's a doll maker, and that's something that has been in his family.
Yeah, his mother started with the doll collection, right?
Yeah, and now he's teaching his daughter to carry on the family business.
That's right.
But yeah, and he showed us all these dolls,
Yeah,
and
and how he makes the
yep.
dolls. Yeah, and his dolls were really nice. He's good.
Yeah, very, very, very talented.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so what else? We saw the pink eggs for the first time at the market. Do you
Oh,
remember?
yes.
Well, that was a big thing for me. I was like, what? I've seen white, I've seen brown, I've seen black, but pink eggs?
Pink eggs,
And then
yes.
later, our guide told us they were pink because they're fertilized.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
it's like, okay, all
Yeah,
right.
I think they were just like colored pink, or they had pink powder on them or something, but it wasn't like an actual pink shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what else?
So yeah, after that we started the trek in the afternoon after the biking, right? And we basically trekked to a waterfall, and I was the only one who went inside
Yeah,
swimming.
that waterfall was very, very beautiful, but it was so cold. The water
It
was
was
so cold. It was
freezing.
freezing.
Yeah.
I was just like, I ain't going in that water. It was around 5 o'clock when we got
Yeah,
there.
so it wasn't even that warm out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So even though we were trekking for a while and I felt like going into the water because I was hot, but then at the same time I was like, no way, it's too cold. But you were so brave. You went into the water.
Oh, brave
Yes, that
Schmave.
was brave of you to do that. No one else did. We
Yeah, well, I went
no.
under the waterfall. I went in. Yeah, it was cold though, but I felt nice afterwards. So, yeah, it was
Yeah,
good.
so that was day one pretty much, and then I think we headed to our homestay.
Right. Yeah.
The
So,
homestay.
homestay. You know, not really a homestay. You stay at the person's house, and but they just have something set up for you, and you don't interact with the family or anything at all. Barely even see them. So.
I think it was difficult to interact with the family because of the language barrier.
Yeah, but I mean, we had a guide who spoke
That's.
English and Thai, so should have been okay, but I don't know. I guess that's maybe not how it's set up, you know?
Okay, yeah, so you felt like it was more like a tourist thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, the next day was another beautiful day.
Yep, all trekking.
All trekking, and we went to another waterfall,
Yep, we
and
stopped there for a while, and water was just as cold.
just as cold,
But
but.
the temperature was, during the day, it was a lot warmer.
Right, by the time we got there, I think it was approximately noon. And we were stopping there for lunch. And in the meantime, while our guide, who by the way cooked all our food and all the dishes were pretty good, considering the limited resources he
Yeah,
had
it
for
was mostly
cooking.
vegetables and stuff, so
Yeah.
like he made them taste pretty good.
Yeah. And he did a great job. So while he was cooking away, we had the opportunity to go for a swim. And I think everybody found the courage this time to go into the water,
Yep.
but not everybody swam.
Right.
And I am very proud to say that I went into the water and I swam, and it was really, really cold. And I didn't stay in there long because it was so cold.
Yeah, but we gave ourselves a little bath, put some
Yeah.
soap in, and
Yeah.
cleaned up after all
Yeah.
this sweaty trekking and stuff, so it was nice.
It was nice just to do that. Yeah, so that was good. And then we had some lunch, and then afterwards we went trekking.
Yeah, we trekked to the next homestay.
The next homestay, which was our last homestay. But before we got to our homestay, something incredible happened.
Oh, yeah.
We saw the snake skin, right? And it was just not any kind of snake skin. It was so long.
Yeah, it was huge. Like, we had another second guide with us, and he picked up the snake skin, and it was like longer than him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it felt so weird to me to
Yeah,
touch it.
I've touched snake skin before. It felt the
Yeah.
same, but yeah, it's still gross.
Oh my God, and then the idea that there's this big long snake
Huge snake.
somewhere
Yeah.
around
Yeah.
here where
Yeah,
we're standing.
we found it also like in basically the front yard of the
Yeah, where we were,
homestay.
and we saw a huge hole, right? And you were saying that's probably where the snake is.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God, what would we do if we saw this snake? I would freak out. What would you do
If we just saw it,
if we saw it like crawling around?
I wouldn't freak
I would
out.
freak out.
Oh, yeah, I don't care, as long as it wasn't coming after us or anything.
No, how about if it was coming towards you?
Yeah, I'd run away.
That would be too scary. So anyways, we quickly left that area and we climbed up to our homestay.
Yeah.
And it was pretty nice, right? Because you could see a nice view from the top.
There was a good view.
Yeah. So we played a lot of games that night, which I found were really fun. They were mind games.
Yeah, like mind games.
And I didn't get any of them. They were difficult. Like, all kinds of games which were introduced by the local guide.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they're a bit like puzzles, really, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, brain teaser puzzles. Yeah. So, yeah.
I don't know about you, but at that moment when we were up there and we were playing those games, I had forgotten all about the internet. I had forgotten about all those things that weigh us down when we're in Chiang Mai. And I say weigh us down, meaning, like, you know how you always get distracted by things on the internet, and then maybe sometimes you miss the opportunity to look at nature because you're always surrounded by all these buildings and cafes. So at that moment, I just felt, when we were playing those games, it was so cool, and I was so present, so focused on those games, and didn't have a care in the world other than trying to solve those games. It was just a really nice feeling. And to think that that's what the locals do, those are the kind of games they play, because not all of them have access to internet.
Right, yeah.
You know?
They don't have Wi-Fi at the homestays or anything. They
exactly.
Don't.
But there was some Wi-Fi, right?
At the one school. Place, at the village. Yeah,
at the village.
But at the second homestay, they didn't even have electricity.
Yeah. So I felt like that was one of the closest things to feeling how it might feel like to be a local person, was to play those traditional games. So that was nice. And then it was also nice to see a lot of stars in the sky.
Yeah, that's good.
It was nice, a clear sky. And then the next day, we went out for our last little trip, which was trekking.
Yeah, so we had to trek back to civilization, I guess. And then we had a nice little bamboo raft ride.
You know what? That was my favorite part of the entire trip.
Yes, I could tell. You really liked
it. I really enjoyed it.
It turned out to be a lot better than I thought. Yeah. I thought we'd just be like floating down some crappy river or something. But it was actually, the river was kind of fast, and even though it wasn't rainy season.
Yeah.
There were like little rapids and stuff, so it was cool.
For sure. And when they said bamboo rafting, I was thinking, okay, well, this is probably going to be very similar to what we did in India. We went to that national park.
Yeah, that was just on a lake, and I had to paddle and stuff.
Yeah, and then there were no rapids. And so I was thinking, okay, it's just going to be a smooth ride, and we'll get to our destination. But first of all, this ride was 1 hour long.
Yeah.
And like you said, there were rapids, and there were also bars on the side, but they were closed mostly. And our guide told us they were for locals, which reminded me of Lao, when we were in Lao.
Yeah,
Tubing.
Totally. In, what do you call it? Bengang.
Yeah, and where you just like go on a tube, and then you can like
you
take
can
a break.
Stop by at the bar. Yeah. And get back on your tube or whatever. Yeah, it felt like that. But none of the places were open.
Yeah.
Because it's not the high season for Thai tourists. So.
Yeah. I think what made the trip really good was the fact the weather was great.
Yeah.
And there was all different kinds of activities, like cycling and trekking and the bamboo rafting. And I really thought our guide was really great. He really brought some energy, a sense of humor, and he tried to make it really fun for us.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Yeah, and the people we were with, they were also fun. It was nice to get, like, you know, to get to know other people.
Sure.
We were in a group of, what, altogether 6 of us,
including
right?
Including us, there was 6.
6 of us. So it was a great time. But that was not the end of our adventures for the week, because Christina came to Thailand.
Who's Christina?
Christina, you remember her? She's my assistant. How could you forget? I always talk about her. She and I had some plans, which we made in Korea. I told her, hey, I'm going to be going to Chiang Mai, and if you ever want to come to Chiang Mai from South Korea, you're more than welcome. And I was like thinking, maybe she'll make it, maybe she won't. But she actually came. She came with her sister, and then we took her to some of the most special places we've been to in Chiang Mai.
Okay, yes. you can say that. I don't know if they're the most special places, but they're good places to go.
They were fun places. Yeah. I thought when we went to the Tiger Kingdom, and I had a blast last year when we came to Chiang Mai. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to show her that.
Yeah.
And
they seemed to have a really good time.
They had a good time.
Touching the tigers and playing with them and stuff. So.
Yeah. And myself, I was very happy to see the white tigers.
Oh, yeah.
That was an extra addition that they didn't have last time.
Yeah.
And then we also went to the
Doi Sutep. Yeah, at the temple at the top of the mountain. So it's famous here in Chiang Mai. We just went up the stairs, looked around. It's a beautiful temple still. You know, very nice. temple. Yeah, Buddhist temple.
So. Yeah, it's the temple that we can see from our balcony from where we are in Bantai right here. And so overall, this week has been very, very fun and different.
Eventful,
right? Mm. And so after this, though, it's back to work. Yes. It's a go time for us. We are trying to get a lot of our work done. And presently, I'm working on the video for the whole trekking experience we had. Cool. And that should be out soon.
Awesome.
Is there a question of the week?
No, I didn't think of a question this week. Do you have a question?
No, I don't have any questions. All right. Not for you. Not this week.
All right.
But so anything else?
No, that's about it. I'm just working on the pictures and then I'll get back to my schoolwork. So, hopefully I can get some of those up on our Facebook and Instagram or whatever soon. But that's it. Yeah. So.
Okay. So that's it for this episode. It's a short one. We just wanted to tell you Happy New Year once again. And just a little bit about our traveling that we've just recently had.
Yeah.
And so just remember to subscribe to our iTunes.
Yes, please. And on YouTube too.
On YouTube as well. And Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
And check out our website, which is still in construction.
Yeah, under construction.
Under construction.
Yes.
So thanks again, guys, for listening. Have a great week.
Bye.